Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Getting the Word Out program today here on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing of the Lord is to be back with you once again to be able to share. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God from our platform today. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, our studio. We thank God that He's given us the opportunity which comes. And to share today, we are going to be giving a little small excerpt of a message. As a matter of fact, it's going to be an introduction, more or less, to what we're going to be sharing. I mentioned on last week we were going to touch bases on sharing on the gifts and, of course, anointing. Praise God. And at that time, we thought we were just going to do one message on it, and that's it. But it seems that there's a little bit more that the Spirit is leading that we need to do and to apply. So we're going to kind of stretch and elaborate a little bit more on that. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But we are going to intro on it today. But I want to give a hearty shout out again and welcome to each and every one. If you're coming and joining with us, we are going to be on for about 15 minutes. I had pressed in for a little longer, but that's all right. We know the Spirit lead. He knows what's going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are some other things that may have to be taken care of. Praise God in the process of that time. So we just open our hearts and learn and always try to be obedient as His leading. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. So we will be doing it. We'll only be about a half an hour today. Praise God. But we will come back with our full schedule by the grace of God on our next show and our program, praise God, here on Getting the Word Out. Amen. So without further ado, we're going to get ready to put some music on in a few minutes. We have been having some problems with our player, but we're going to see if we can just kind of squeeze a little bit more out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know all things are possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God for those who had set, especially those who believe. But we are truly believing we're going to be able to get a little bit more out of this. Praise God on today. But we want to say thank God again. We can't thank Him enough. So many things are going on in and around about us, you know, that can make our hearts heavy, make our hearts sad. But we got to look unto Him who's ever, praise God, flowing. Hallelujah, glory to God, that well of living water, and He's the only one that has it, praise God. And we allow it to flow into us, hallelujah, glory to God. And as so, we are able to flow into others, even sometimes when things are not most favorable, praise God. God is able to do that through us and work through us and be a blessing and touch the heart and the lives of others. Hallelujah, glory to God. I had some little sad news about their friend of mine since the little thing that she is suffering right now. It's no little thing because it's the loss of a child, and it's very hard. But God allowed me to be able to pray for her this a little earlier on today. And, of course, they're going to be having the viewing a little bit later on. And I'm in one state, she's in another. And, of course, it's kind of wearing a little bit on me, but I'm pushing for it anyway. Praise God, in spite of it, and trying to continue on to do what needs to be done. So we're not pressing, or we are not stressing in the fact that, you know, things happen sometimes the way they happen because we know God is still and yet in control. Amen. Glory to God. We thank and praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you know, the call-in number for our program is, as always, 1-347-945-7193. And for prayer and or counseling, please read to call us at that 786-991-4818 number. That is the number we are using for that now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Listen and be blessed. Thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are going to get ready to go into prayer. Praise God, and I would like to ask you to join with me. Praise God, and as we go before the throne of grace for your needs, as well as the Ross family. Praise God, I want to ask you to join with me even as we pray. Praise God, to lift up all those who are lost or suffering or going through right now devastation and going through any type of loss. Lift them up as well in your prayers. But I call the Ross family. I'm very close to that family. I know them very well, and I know right now that my heart really, after talking to her today, really what her position is in situations. And I just ask the Lord to just touch it, not let what the angels couldn't to hold her up, praise God. And I'm asking you to join with me today, even as we go in prayer, praise God, that there will just continue that the peace of God will remain over that family. I'm not going to go into too many details about it here on the air, but just pray with me that the peace of God will remain over that family. I had not been able to pray with any direct on per se, but of course, pray with the mother in the name of Jesus. And I know that God is able. I've been there myself. She's been there before. And we thank God he gave us both strength to come through. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I just thank God that he will bring strength this time, praise God. But it does not mean that we don't need to undergird ourselves, hallelujah, glory to God, by sharing what's on our heart, praise God, or even sending out a prayer, praise God, when you think of the people as they are going through, amen. So I would appreciate that. Don't ask for much, praise God, but this I do ask and request that you would join with me today on that. And Father, we just thank you today. In the name of Jesus, as we come before you, glory to God, Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And remembering, Father God, hallelujah, glory to God, that you will not put more on us than what we can bear. And Lord, as we open our mouths, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. As we open our mouths now, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are undergirding this family. And Father God, that you are pouring out your spirit upon this family, that you are touching them on every which way, Lord God. You know every situation, every circumstance, every condition that is around them right now. You know all of it. You know all the details. Nothing is hidden from your eyes. And Lord, we just pray a special prayer, Father God, for the family as a whole as they're dealing with this. And others, as I said, that are going through. But a special undergirdment for Kathy. In the name of Jesus through this time. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you will just enable her to swoop, just to sail through, Father God. Lift her heart, lift her spirit, lift her head up high. Oh God, I know she's got to share some tears, but Lord, we pray that those tears will be minimal to some degree. Because Jesus, you're going to help her to bear this. And Father, we thank you for this now. And we give you the praise. And Father, those that are listening to me and under the sound of my voice as they're joining with me, God, I pray, Father God, that their needs, Father God, will be met. Supernatural, Lord, every need will be met in that family. Hallelujah, glory to God, in these families that are praying with me for them in the name of Jesus, standing with me. And Lord, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that you are able. And we give you the praise, the honor, and glory. We don't always understand the reasons behind the whys, Lord, that God, these things happen. But we know that, God, you know what's best, and you know the way. And there's no way, no way, no way, no way, oh, God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Nothing that can hit us, God, that you cannot bring us through. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for it now, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you're moving in the name of Jesus, that you're undergirding, that you're strengthening in the name of Jesus on every hand. And, Lord, that you're covering me here. And you're strengthening me in the name of Jesus as well. And thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon all those that join, partake, hallelujah, glory to God, and lift up their voice on high in the name of Jesus and praying and standing in the gap for those that are hurting and going through. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We, as you said, we are going to be picking up and sharing. We had anticipated it would be just a one straight message on the subject of gifts and anointings, but as it has turned out, we are going to be stretching out just a little bit more, elaborate a little bit more. Praise God on this. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Of course, we're just going to kind of touch base on it today. Hallelujah, glory to God. And, of course, pick back up on it by the grace of God on our next program. Hallelujah, glory to God. We want to also just kind of touch base a little bit on the word talent, because some of the synonyms, of course, as we describe and to define gifts, we'll find that that's all also there, praise God, there's sort of like a cross connection there. So we're going to dig deeper into it on our next, as I said, our next program, praise God. But gifts, talent, anointing. And when we define a gift is a thing given willingly to someone without a payment. Also, a natural ability or a talent, is we're going to be talking about that too, a little bit about it. It's also an act of giving and something as a present. And also we're going to talk about it from a spiritual manner, praise God, and that is the gifts in which God gives unto us. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we're going to be digging deeper into that, of course. Now, when we look at that word talent, we find that it's a natural aptitude, a skill, and that, of course, he says he possesses more talent than any other player, et cetera. Of course, an example that is given, but it also, as I say, with the synonyms that are there, we look at flair and aptitude and also a knack. Knack is also something that is cross-referenced as well with regard to gifts. Now, Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, states that aptitude, a talent, is a group of attitudes useful for some activities. And, of course, talents may refer to aptitudes themselves. Amen? And, of course, it says, whereas a gift or present is an item given to someone without expectation of payment. An item is not a gift if that item itself is already owned by the one to whom it is given. The Bible tells us that God gives good gifts. New International Version. If you then thought through even though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven have good gifts to those who give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew 7:11. And every good and perfect gift come from above. We want to be stretching out a little bit more on those particular scriptures, praise God, as we are going through. Hallelujah, glory to God. And whatsoever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the light in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting of shadows, James 1:7. And we know that the Word of God tells us he gives it to them to severely as he wills. New International or New Living Translation said it is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have, 1 Corinthians 12:11. And then we're going to jump on down to the anointing. We're going to talk a little bit more. Like I said, there's more to be able to share on that. We talk about the application of oil or as a sign of consecration, of sanctification in the sacred, in the sacred rite, the official choice of a person. However, the Bible tells us that there is an anointing that destroys the yoke, and that's 1 Thessalonians, and we're going to pick up on that as well, Isaiah 10:27. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We also want to touch base on spiritual giftings and the levels of the anointing, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, break the yoke off the enemy's burdens and break the staff and the rod of the oppressors, as in the day of Midian, Isaiah 9:4. Let every yoke of poverty be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke, hallelujah, glory to God, of sickness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And let every yoke of bondage be destroyed in the name of Jesus, Galatians 5 and 1. We're going to go through and we're going to break it on down to you, Father. Oh, praise God, on the natural, and we're going to take it on into the spiritual, praise God, and make application, praise God, and however the Spirit of the Lord leads, hallelujah, glory to God, we're going to just let him have his way. So we invite you to come back, praise God, and be with us as we are talking about this, as we are sharing with this, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, that all these are the works of one and the same Spirit who are proportioned them to each one as he determines, defines, share, divide, allocates, distribute, and all a lot, hallelujah, glory to God. We want to pick back up on this, so we invite you to come back. Be with us, praise God, by the grace of God, as we pick up and we continue on, hallelujah, glory to God, talking about the gifts and anointings. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to go on back over here to the music. Praise God, glory to the Lamb of God. And we just want to say thank you for coming and being with us. I'm sorry if I'm kind of like a little broken tonight today. I'm not really myself 100%, but I thank God for each and every one of you. And again, like I said, remember to please remember to keep the families in prayer, praise God, that I have mentioned to you, praise God, in particular, hallelujah, glory to God, because we know that, hallelujah, good prayer brings strength, hallelujah, when nothing else will. Amen. Come on, somebody, and shout and give him praise, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So we thank God for this opportunity again to come and be with you again and to share, hallelujah, glory to God, the word of the Lord, and also music and pray. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We love you and we thank God for you. Remember, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, we do pray, praise God, that you come to make that time, praise God. Don't put it off. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to save you, to cleanse you from all and every sin in the name of Jesus. That's what his blood was there for. It atoned for your sins, yours and mine. Receive that cleansing blood, hallelujah, glory to God, that was applied in your behalf, hallelujah, glory to God, on that cross. When it came from him, when it hit him, hallelujah, glory to God, for all of us, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. It wasn't just for some, but for all who will come. Father God has let us know, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, has let us know, all who will come, hallelujah, glory to God, are freely to receive it. So we ask and we pray that you will come, receive of him, ask of him, hallelujah, glory to God. If you inquire of him, he will come, he will come, he will come quickly, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You don't have to worry about it, he's there, hallelujah, glory to God, he's waiting, hallelujah. All you have to do is open your heart and say, Lord, I receive you as my Savior. Hallelujah, glory to God. I confess you as my Savior. I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, for allowing the blood to cleanse me of any and all sin and iniquity for my life. I thank you, God, for setting me free. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you for restoring within me a right relationship with the Father. Thank him. Hallelujah, glory to God. I accept you as my Savior. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I thank you, Lord, that you will come, Lord, in my life and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you. He will do it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Just confess and believe and then receive in Jesus' name. We're going to go back to the music. Thank you for being with us again today. As you know, let me give you the mailing address again. It's 12864 Biscayne Boulevard, number 255, North Miami, Florida, 33181. And that, of course, is L. Robinson, Condesco Ministries, and let us hear from you. Thank you again for being with us tonight, this evening here on Getting the Word Out program. Amen. God bless you. Listen and be blessed. Thank you.